Suffice to say that I'm sure that what Sean and I are going to discuss with you all this morning will not necessarily be groundbreaking or earth-shattering news to you, but it is a means by which we can begin a dialogue, a continued dialogue. If there's anyone in the room, for example, who has the title security within their job classification, what I can assure you is that these issues that we're going to talk about are the things that ultimately keep you up at night. If you are in-house, or for that matter, if you're handling these types of matters for clients who have retained you for these services, these are the types of issues that will ultimately and can ultimately keep you up at night. And if you're an attorney, who in the room can't use more sleep? Yeah. There's a lot of things that keep us up at night, right? And to the extent that we can get our head around some of these issues and be proactive about them, in my opinion, if it adds to our peace of mind, then in my opinion, they're worth talking about. That's not necessarily the business case that I'll mention in a moment, but it is a case, in my opinion, that goes to our well-being and our ability to do our job more effectively. So we're going to talk about really internal controls and the issues that we see, particularly doing what Sean and I do from the internal side. But oftentimes, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't also at least acknowledge the fact that when people think of cybersecurity issues, I think generally speaking, folks think of the attacks coming from outside, be they just criminal organizations, be they nation-state attacks, or whatever the case may be. But the reason why we are so attractive, when I say we, I mean we as in the context of industry, the reason why we are so attractive is because there's just so many potential doors by which you can gain access to the information we're trying to protect.